Flushing out and killing Osama bin Laden was a huge risk, and now we are learning why. Much of the decision was based on satellite surveillance. Video showed a man emerging each day for a walk. It was impossible to tell his height and no way to see his face. The family was about the same size as the Al-Qaeda leaders, but none of them ventured outside. The evidence was purely circumstantial. CIA analysts believe there was a 60 to 80% chance that bin Laden was really inside. But the president still gave the green light. That's when two Blackhawks carrying 25 Navy SEALs and two Chinooks took off from Jalalabad, 160 miles from the compound. The SEALs were supposed to drop down from the choppers onto the roof of the compound. Instead, near disaster. One Blackhawk got caught in its own rotor wash and was forced to make a hard landing. The second landed, and the SEALs had to blast their way in, losing the element of surprise. 25 minutes went by without news. Tension was thick in the White House Situation Room as they waited for word from Leon Panetta. The CIA director was inside the command center in Virginia giving updates to the president. The SEALs shot their way up the stairs when a woman attacked them.
A woman, rather, bin Laden's wife, rushed the U.S. assaulter and was shot in the leg but not killed.
Then they reported back that Geronimo, bin Laden's code name, was E-K-I-A. The enemy was killed in action. Today we have learned he had no weapon, but he resisted capture.
Resistance does not require a firearm.
Still, the SEALs needed to escape. One Blackhawk took off. The other was blown up. A Chinook returned to pick up the remaining SEALs, the body of bin Laden, and what could prove to be priceless information, multiple hard drives and computers at the compound.
I think one clear message has gone out to the world. There's no place to hide.
That team of Navy SEAL commandos is back on U.S. soil. They were just outside of Washington, D.C. at the Andrews Air Force Base. They were briefing their superiors, so a lot of information to process in a very short amount of time. And that's one of the reasons the White House spokesman has said there have been some discrepancies in the stories that we've been hearing. First hearing that bin Laden had a weapon and then hearing that he did not, hearing that he used a woman as a shield and then hearing that she was not a shield at all.
Right. No, this will continue to unravel for days.
I think so.